Adani's financial crisis is threatening to become a political one. Friday's session of Parliament was adjourned within 10 minutes, as opposition parties continue to raise the issue. The governing BJP is distancing itself from the Adani controversy.
The government has nothing to do with it. There's no connection.
The opposition is accusing the BJP of favouring Adani for lucrative infrastructure contracts. They say the company's founder, Gautam Adani, is close friends with Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
As you know, the government is resisting. They don't want these issues to be discussed. They didn't want China to be discussed in the last session. They don't want unemployment and price rise to be discussed. Any issue that the government thinks will embarrass them, they don't want to discuss it.
Economists say political pressure may force the government to get involved.
If the opposition raises the issue seriously on the streets, then I think it'll singe Mr. Modi. If they don't do that, then Mr. Modi could escape. And they would work out a strategy of how to delay the inquiries, how to drag on the affair for some time, and they'll say there's nothing.
Opposition parties are demanding a judicial inquiry and a debate in Parliament. Opposition parties say they're concerned about the impact on public money. A government-run insurance company has invested billions of dollars in Adani companies, and India's largest public bank has given the group a $2.5 billion loan. The government says the exposure is too low to cause concern. The National Stock Exchange has limited trading activity for some Adani companies. In the US, the Dow is removing one Adani Group member from some of its indices. Opposition parties say they will continue to demand answers and are planning a nationwide protest next week. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.